Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Yolanda.
Oh, hi, Yolanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah, I actually just tried giving you a call a couple minutes ago. Just kind of wanted to give you a call, introduce myself. I'm actually taking over your file to take you the rest of the way through this. I just kind of wanted to go over a couple things with you. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. I want to pull up your file here. Okay. All right. So, tell me, can you give me an idea of exactly what you guys are looking for here? There's a lot of notes on here. It seems a little scattered, so I just wanted to clear up the picture a little.
Okay, I'm not understanding.
Okay, so, do you know, how about this? We'll start pretty basic. How much were you guys looking for right now?
For $50,000.
For $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And what was that going to be used for?
We're looking to hire some salespeople to help with the growth of our business.
Okay, absolutely.
And I don't mean harm, but I did this 3 times, so that's why I'm confused.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry about that. I'll keep it as simple as possible. And I think things kind of got a little scattered, so I'm just trying to clean up the notes so I can... I'm not too far away from getting something in place for you guys. I just want to make sure I know exactly what you're looking for. So I understand you want to hire some staff. You guys are kind of looking for some growth. Looks like you guys are expecting some pretty large growth going into 2017, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
How about...
And that's why I was telling them that we have, like, currently I have leads that aren't being worked, that I need staff.
Oh, wow, okay. So, as far as a time frame, are you looking for as soon as possible to bring the funds on?
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, now I understand $50,000 is what we're shooting for. How about, can you give me an idea of what is the minimum amount that you would be able to work with?
Well, that was it, because he said I could probably get $70,000, but I was like, that's not what I asked for.
Okay. 50 to 70. All right, and we're looking to move forward as soon as possible. I saw some notes in here that you were possibly looking at equipment, too. Is that built into that total amount that you're looking for?
That's correct.
Okay, and what type of equipment are you looking to add?
We're going to need additional computers and also printers.
Oh, okay. And have you began looking for those, or is it just kind of on the horizon?
I stopped doing everything until I know what I was working with.
Okay, I gotcha. And the reason that I ask is a lot of the times, Yolanda, have you done a working capital loan before?
I haven't.
Okay.
That's what I told the last two people.
Okay, all right. Sorry, and again, I apologize for that. I'll keep it. You'll be dealing with just me going here on out, so we'll be...
You should, because that's what the last person told me.
I promise you. Okay, so, you know, to give you some initial feedback on that, if you're looking at some equipment and you have capital needs, working capital programs, it's unsecured cash. So by nature of it being unsecured, it is a little more expensive than traditional financing. So if you're looking to add equipment, we also offer the option to finance the equipment separately, more traditionally, where you're going to save a little more money. So I can split this up and get you the capital that you need to hire people, and then separate out the equipment that you're looking for and finance that separately. So you can save some money on the interest there.
On the equipment side, you're looking at what, between maybe $5,000 to $7,000 max?
Yeah, it looks like my notes here said about $8,000.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we're clearing it up. Okay. Well, yeah, and you know...
They had my name wrong. I mean, this has been... I got great reviews for you guys, but that's not what this has been.
Okay. Oh, man. And you know what? I can kind of set the record straight. Like I said, you'll be dealing with just me going forward. I'm trying to get a pretty good handle on this, clean it up, and get you some options that make sense for you guys. So $50,000.
Can I also clarify that there's no prepayment penalties, because I was told that before too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We don't have prepayment penalties quite. Most of these programs that we have, we offer discounts for paying it off early. Now, with that, did you have an idea of what type of term you were looking for? Like how long you wanted to go for the $50,000?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was going to be between 3 or 5 years. I don't know. I was waiting on information.
Okay, yeah, and let me give you some initial feedback. So we do have programs that go 3 to 5 years. Those are for the equipment side of things. So we have two main programs. There's equipment financing, where it's a secured loan. It's secured by the equipment. That's the collateral. Now, for the capital side of things, our working capital programs, it's unsecured cash. There's no collateral attached to it. Now, those programs, they range anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. So they're a little on the shorter side. So as far as a term goes for first-time customers, typically what I see most often is 2 years is the max on those terms. Now, does that still fit into what you're looking for here? Because I want to be upfront and give you some good information.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I was thinking on 3 years, but that's fine.
Okay, yeah, and I kind of want to make sure that we're on the same page. That's the purpose of the call. It looks like I probably won't have an answer until probably midday tomorrow. When is the best time to get a hold of you if I give you a call tomorrow?
It's going to have to be after 4. My last appointment is at 4.
Okay.
And if you don't catch me tomorrow, it will be next week because I'm out of the country.
Oh, okay. Well, let me catch you tomorrow then. I'll give you a call. I'll put it on my calendar right now. Now, are you Central Time Zone?
I am.
Okay, so if I call you at about maybe 4:15 your time tomorrow, does that sound like it'll work for you?
That should be fine.
Okay, I'll set a reminder right now. I'm assuming that I'm going to get an answer on the file probably mid-morning tomorrow. So I will go ahead and get the answer, and I will go ahead and give you a call tomorrow at 4:15.
Okay. If you get it before 1, you can call me, but from 1 to 4, I'm not available.
Okay, perfect. So I'll tell you what, if I do get it before 1, I'll give you a call. If I can't get through to you, I'll just leave a message letting you know that I have an answer, and I'll call you back at 4:15. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, I appreciate the call, Yolanda, and we'll be speaking tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.